News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Now, the government has made progress on environmental commitments, but much stronger action is needed. That's the assessment of a new report from Friends of the Earth examining the government's handling of climate issues. The report awarded a B- overall grade to the government. Professor of Environmental Policy at UCD, Dr. Cara Augustenberg, chair of the Independent Expert Panel as well, which did the report, joins us now. Cara, I'm kind of surprised. I thought the government would do worse than a B-, quite frankly.
Yeah. Good morning, Shane. Yeah, it's up from a C-plus from last year. And I heard Ciara there saying that, you know, we have a can't-do attitude in this country. But I think what this has shown is certainly the government can do the things that they committed to do in their program for government when they were established in 2020. So we've been looking at their progress on nearly 300 commitments that they have made to the people of Ireland as part of that program for government in climate and environment. And what we've seen over the last 4 years is that they've completed about 60% of those commitments, 35% are in progress, and very few. There's only about 12 or 13 commitments that seem to be
okay.
Neglected.
Give us the good stuff first, and then we can focus on where they need to do better.
Yeah, well, first of all, we saw emissions decrease by about 7% last year for the first time since the economic crash, and we didn't have to have an economic crash to do it this time. So that's a good news story, and hopefully it means that curve is bending when it comes to emissions reductions and addressing climate change. But on specific issues, you can look at the building sector, for example, which is up from 7 last year to 7.5 out of 10 this year, because we are now the highest level of retrofit per capita in the EU, which is really shocking when you consider how badly our homes were with respect to energy consumption. And we now have new home energy upgrades schemes, particularly in nature and biodiversity this year. We saw that the government went above and beyond their commitments in the program for government by intervening at the EU level with the Nature Restoration Law. And we think this will have a lot of knock-on effects when it comes to their own commitments in addressing nature and biodiversity. So those are just a couple examples, but actually across most sectors, we've seen improvements this year compared to previous years.
So where does the government need to do better? If it wanted to get an A next time around, where does it need to do better?
Well, across the 4 years, they've been consistently poor in the areas of agriculture, which is up slightly this year. We definitely saw improvements this year compared to previous years. And for the first time ever, we're seeing options for farming families to engage in more sustainable practices thanks to new schemes. And we saw a tripling of organic farming, which is really unprecedented in Ireland. And they've been poor in water and marine areas for the lifetime of this government. But I think we're most frustrated with their commitment to create marine protected areas and create legislation for that, which we have been promised was imminent for the last 4 years, and yet we've still seen nothing.
We have been described in the past as a laggard when it comes to climate change. Are we still in that category, or have we improved? Have we moved out of that?
We can certainly see that we have improved. I mean, when emissions reduce, which they have by 7% this year, that is a sign that we are moving away from climate laggard. But of course, it's not enough. And I think that's the really important message we're trying to get across here, is that while it's been great to see so many environmental commitments in this program for government and more than any other government in the history of the state, none of it was enough to actually truly achieve sustainability. So this year, the judges put forward 6 recommendations that future government, the next government, should consider when they're developing their program for government. And one of those things is that we need to focus on a detailed roadmap for reducing fossil fuels. So we talk a lot about renewable energy targets and electric vehicle targets and everything, but we don't really talk about how we get off fossil fuels, and particularly how we revise the mandates of our semi-state bodies like the CRU, like Gas Networks Ireland, which are still promoting fossil fuels.
Okay, could do better seems to be the message the Professor of Environmental Policy at UCD, Dr. Cara Augustenberg. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Could do better. Ciara, I've been catapulted back to the Morris in the 1980s. It sounds like a lot of my school reports.
Yeah, should try harder.
Yeah.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.